the 20th Summit, your world in 20 minutes, commercial free, WIBC, WIBC.com.
12 after 7, our newsmaker segment this morning, and we're hooking up with Governor Mitch Daniels live from Japan this morning, his third trade mission to that country since he took office in 2005. Konnichiwa, Governor.
Well, good evening. I know you want the sports update, or Jay would want to know that the Tokyo Swallows are all over the Yomiuri Giants, 5-0 in the sixth.
That's a big matchup there, and I believe it's the Central League or the Pacific League, something like that, out there. Big matchup, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Japan many times. I've never been to a ball game before. I'm having just a great time, and believe me, everybody here does. They have rooting sections. They have bands for each team. They leave cheers, and you know, they can teach us a lot about how to enjoy a ball game.
Are there ballparks bigger, larger than ours here, Governor?
Well, the one I'm in here apparently seats about 30 to 40,000, but it feels a lot like Victory Field. It's in the middle of town, and it's, you know, the seats are close in. I'd say the only difference is they have seating goes all the way around the outfield. But otherwise, you would feel very much like we do at home.
Is this your last day there, Governor?
Yes, we're coming back tomorrow, and you know, I don't mind telling you, I'm real eager to get home, although it's been a really, I think, very successful trip.
Maybe could you elaborate on that a little more? I know you were talking about expansion here in the state. Some of the Japanese corporations could be doing that. Could you maybe elaborate on that? What types of jobs here we're talking about, and how many potential jobs are there going to be coming
your way? Well, yeah, a little bit, Tidge. I mean, by my count, talked to probably 7 very live prospects here to bring jobs to the state. In one case, we've actually finished our discussions and gotten a yes. That announcement will have to wait a few weeks out of respect for the company's wishes. But yeah, they tend to be manufacturing businesses, although we made a big emphasis on agricultural companies, food processors, and so forth this particular trip. You know, the last 3 years, Indiana has been number one in America for insourcing jobs from Japan. We're now the only company, only state, I'm sorry, with 3 auto companies, Honda, Toyota, Subaru. We're the only state where Honda and Toyota both operate, and the only state with 2 Toyota plants. So I believe we can really tell it on this trip that Indiana is starting to set itself apart in the eyes of business people here.
Governor, what do the Japanese companies like about the state of Indiana?
They love our low-cost environments. They love our transportation network. Since many of them are in manufacturing, it really matters that we have excellent roads and we're making them better. The investments we're going to make the next 10 years in the Major Moves program really get their attention. And, of course, it also allows us, as in the case of Honda, if they need something done quickly, we can say yes. And they like our workers. They know that Hoosier workers have a reputation for a great work ethic and high quality.
Governor, I've got to ask you, by the way, I'll give you a Dodger update at the end of the conversation here, but I've got to ask you just, and this sounds elementary, but I think obviously these trips are paying off. I think it's great that you're introducing Indiana to, you know, the businesses over there, but why don't we see this from more politicians? I mean, is this, you know, more governors across the country? I mean, it's great you're doing it, but is this something practiced by a lot of people?
Well, it's not unusual for, I don't think, for them to see governors in Japan, but what we have done is we made a conscious, I would say, business marketing decision to try to specialize here. I feel like you got to go where the money is, and I don't think any other state has come back as consistently as we have, and I guarantee you nobody else has brought 70 people each time. You know, the enthusiasm among Hoosier communities and mayors and others means we fill up these delegations, and it makes a huge impression. There were 10 states here for this meeting I mentioned, but nobody had a group the size of ours, and nobody has been here each year as we have.
You talk about Honda, Toyota, and Subaru, Governor, already here. How important is contact? I mean, yeah, I know you visited those plants, but again, they're already here. How important is contact, constant contact, to the Japanese culture?
Yeah, Pidge, I think it's very important. It's important anywhere in business, I think, to establish a trust and relationship with the customer. But I noticed in my business years coming over here, I think it's even more important here. And that's why we thought it was important not just to kind of do a flyby every so often, but to come consistently and to make the effort to get out of Tokyo, go out and see these folks in their own companies and show a sincere interest. And I honestly do think we can see it paying off.
Is there any place else in our world, any other country, that has the interest that Japan has in coming here to Indiana?
Well, you know, we made another investment of time and effort in Taiwan, and just before we left, by coincidence, two Taiwanese companies invested in Indiana and bringing 1,800 jobs. So I think that also has great potential. We went to Europe in June because it's less visible sometimes, but we have a lot of companies from the UK and Germany in particular. Think Rolls-Royce, for instance, who also have hired a lot of Hoosiers.
All right, Governor. Excuse me there. I keep getting choked up. All right, Governor, here you go. Yeah, I'm okay. I'll tell you. A couple things for you. Dodgers last night over the Padres 6-1. Dodgers are 3.5 back in the wild card chase in the National League. Chad Billingsley did get the win for the Blue last night. And want to let you know, should you see him running around, Jabbit is the name of the mascot there, the half Y, half G logo for the Giants running around. If you see him anywhere running around.
Yeah, well, I think the Dodgers have about packed it in for the year, but, I may become a Swallows fan based on the performance I'm watching right now.
Just don't jab it when he comes by.
Are they selling hot dogs like they do here at the baseball stadium?
Oh, that's funny, Terry. I asked a Japanese businessman this earlier today. I said, do folks eat anything special at the game? And he looked at me a little funny, and basically what he told me was, you Americans seem to want to eat everywhere you go, but we go to a ball game to watch the game.
All right, Governor, listen, thanks for talking with us this morning. Have a safe trip back, okay?
I will see you when we get back. Thanks, guys.
All right, here at 1070 WIBC.